dikla. Somebody that's mafnos has got to the base chisayin, argued the dikla on the stump of a palm tree. His the palm tree was cut there, and he went to go on the stump of the palm tree. Is achtelel the day ruach palga. This ruach, this spirit, this demon called palga, he's going to grab a hold of you. It's bad for him. Don't do it. There's bounce in the bottom is the mafna gira dikla deko cuts. If you have a cut palm tree, so this ruach palga, this type of a demon called palga, he'll grab a hold of you. Behind man the matzli, if somebody leans his head on the stump of a palm tree, a spirit called tzrodeh, he'll grab a hold of you. If somebody walks over a cut palm tree, is imikta kotel, if the tree was cut down, imikta, the tree was cut down, kotel, you should know you're putting yourself into danger to be killed also. Iyakir, if the tree was uprooted, miyakir, umayis, you'll also be uprooted and killed. Trash Rashbam, imikta kotel, imikta silon, if the tree was cut down, neragish, this person that walks over the pieces of it will be killed. Viyimnekir ilon, hishmeis, it's the same thing. Or one will be killed and one will die. He'll die, but Mishmaim will die. So if the tree was uprooted and you walk over it, Ishmael, you'll die from it. Now, Hanimili, when was this said? If you don't put your foot on top of the tree, on top of this branch, if you put your foot on top of this branch, then nothing will happen to you. Exactly what this Gemara means, I don't know, but I call upon him it's Gemara. Right, the chamisha tule heve. There are five different types of shades. Tula de dikla, yechida. There's a shade that comes from the palm tree. Tula de kanda. There's shade that comes from this type of a tree called kanda. So to Rashbam, chamisha tule heve. Sheruach roa shara tachtein. Also, that there's a bad things for the mazikim. The ruach roa, the bad spirits are there. One is under the shade of a palm tree, like we had before. If somebody sleeps at night under the shade of a palm tree, it's a sakonas tafoshes. Who are then tula the kanda shemilan? If you sleep under the shade of this tree called kanda, it's also bad. Tula de parcha, another type of a tree. Or Rashbam says slaf, a slaf, a caper bush tree. Tula de zardosa, another type of a bush. And ika the army, some say av tula de arva. Even the shade of willows are also bad for you. The tula de arvosa, and also the shade of an arvosa, another type of a growth. Rashbam says, "Tul di arva forget." Tul di arva means a ship. Rashbam, tul di arva means the shade of a ship, and tul di arvosa means sail ilan arovon, the shade of willows. So these shades are also bad. Don't go near them. Klal of the milsa. What's the klal of all these things? They're called the nafeshans for anything that has a lot of branches. Koshi tule. Then its shade is very bad. That's where the mazikim like to live. And if you go near that shade, maybe it'll harm you. The chol the koshi. Seluya Kashi Tula. Trashi, Seluya Eitzav. Anytime the wood is very hard, called Nafish Antfe Kashi Tule. Called the Kashi Seluya Kashi Tule. And anytime the wood is very hard, then the shade is also hard. Levar excluding Machru Masoi. Except on this type of a tree. That afagav the koshi sila, even though the wood is very hard here, la koshi tule. But I call upon him, the shade is not so bad on this thing. The omri la shade lebro. Yeah, the omri la shade lebro, is that this shade said to a son, hey, spircha nafshecha michru masa, is that you should fly away from this tree called michru masa. Why? The yehu the kotul liavuch. Because this tree is what caused your father to die, the kotul didei, and it also killed him. And Amar Rav Ashi said, Chazino Rav Kana, I saw Rav Kana deporesh mikula tule, that he used to stay away from all types of shades. All right, we'll stop here. Having two pears, he didn't say anybody was marked about pears. All right, we're holding daf. You hold daf kuf yud aleph from the base. We're holding here. Kuf yud aleph from the base. After the five different type of shadows, we got finished. And the first one of the big lines. And Amar Rav Ashi said, Chazino l'Rav Kana, deporish mikulatule. Rav Ashi said that he saw Rav Kana stayed away from all type of shades. even though we just had five type of shades, and that only with strong wood or a lot of branches, he stayed away from all type of shades. He was afraid of the mazikim. So tomorrow, Be parche ruchi. Be parche means the mazik, the shade that stays around the parche, that type of a tree. That's Rashi before, that was a tzlaf, the caper bush. That's called ruchi. That's the name of the mazik that's there, the shade. Rashbam says, Be parche ruchi. Oison shadim, the Be parche, the shade that stays around this caper bush, Shimon Ruchi, his name is Ruchi. The Kama Forest of my Nafkamina, we'll soon see what's the difference if we know his name or not. Vaita Devei Zardusa, another type of a branch. Hey, the mazik that stays around this branch is called Shader. Devei Igro, the mazik that stays around the roof, if you have a bad roof, is the name is Rishva. That's the name of the mazik that stays around the roofs, is called Rishva. So the moral of my Nafkamina, what's the difference if we know their names or we don't know their names? Lekmiya. If you want to make a kamiya, like an ornament, you want to make like a charm, and you write certain psukim inside it, that will save you from the mazik. So if you know his name, you have to write his name in this charm, and that saves you from the mazikim. So to Rashbam, lemichtav kamiya, b'shem elu, with these names, kagoyin imhuzak tachas beparchi, if you got hurt under this tree, the kepa bush, is yichtav loy kamiya b'shem ruchi. Write a kamiya with the name ruchi in it, in other words, you'll take care of that mazik. But if you know his name, you know what to put inside your kameya. By the Dvei Parcha, the mazik, that's under this caper bush, that before we said his name was Ruchi, Yishino, Shein Loi Enayim. Beri Briya, Shein Loi Enayim. He's a mazik that doesn't have eyes. That's an afkamina. He doesn't have any eyes. Lamayin afkamina, what's the difference? Ligzuya, ligzuya. If to run away from him. In other words, ligzuya, you could run away from him, he doesn't see you, since he's blind. So Rashbam lefruyach mifneho lefishen leyanayim v'yenu red fosay. You should know he won't run after you because he's blind. So that's not coming. If you meet up with the shade near the caper bush, you could run away from him. His ruchi is blind. So the Mara zimnincha that once happened, heavy ozel tzurma merabonin, a young rabbonin was lafnuye levei parchi. He went to lafnuye. He had to make near the caper bush. Is shoma the kolsolayu. He heard that the shade was coming after him. As he heard Ruchi coming after him, is Vigozilo, and he ran away from him. Is Kiozlo, so the shade is blind, didn't know that he ran away. Is Chafka Ladikla, he like bumped into the palm tree. Sovach Dikla, so the palm tree gave a scream out. Upokahi, and it burst. So I'm not sure if it means the palm tree burst or it means the shade burst. But something happened to him. So Drashbam, Kiozlo Nafka Adikla. Kishoch Achrav, when he was running after, going, Nitkolov and Oflal Iker Ilan. The shade fell on the Iker part of the tree. Hochigasin, the Pokahi, but Savach Dikla. Yavashadekel. There was the palm tree dried up. As the shade was Mazdik, the palm tree. But the Tumor Rabbonin ran away because he couldn't catch him because he was blind. Baita. Porcha, so the Gros says, you're not Gervis the word Porcha here. There should be Devez Ardosa, the shade. That's near the tree called Zadosa Sheder. That's the name of it. Like we had before, Devei Zadosa Sheder. That's the name of the mazik. It's called Sheder. Ho Zadosa Desmicha Lamosa. If you have this tree called Zadosa, which is near the city, Loiposcha Mishishin Sheder. You should know there's not less than 60 Shedim. If the tree is near the city, you have 60 Shedim called Sheder there. More Lamayin Afkamina, what's the difference? Again, if you went by this tree and you got hurt and you want to get healed, you have to have a kameya type of an ornament that you have psukim written in it, so you have to write in it 60 shadim. So the Mara was a maisahu ba'kashya. There was a policeman. Shvam says ba'kashya means shaiter ear, the policeman, the watcher, the policeman of the city. How ba'kashya the mosa, the policeman of the city. The ozel v'koyi gabi zadosa. He was walking and went past by this tree zadosa. Devi Samach Lamosa, which was near the city, is Olubei Shisin Sheder. So 60 Shedim, the name of Sheder, came after him. The Iskin, and they harmed him. Is also Luhumi Rabbonin. So now the policeman went to the Rabbonin, and he wanted to get a Kimeya, some type of remedy, to help him, to cure him. The Loyoda de Zadosa de Shisin Shedehi. And the Rabbonin did not know that the policeman was by the tree called Zadosa, and he didn't realize there were 60 Shedim that started up with him. He just thought he got hurt from one shade. So what did the Rabbanan do? Is Kosov Lo Kimeya L'chod Shader. He wrote a Kimeya with only one name of one shade inside it.
So, and it doesn't help you. Since you got hit from 60 shadim, you have to have a different type of a kameya. Is Shama, so they heard, the toli chinino, chingo begavayim, a type of an instrument, a musical instrument, was like hanging on the tree. The komishara hochin, this is the way with music, the song was coming out of it. That sudra demar, this type of clothing, kitsumim rabbonon, pedikne be bemar, de loyode borachata. In other words, that this Rabbon like made a mistake. He doesn't even know how to say Baruch Ata. So Rashbam says, there was a type of an instrument hanging on the tree. That means, as if to say, the Talmud Rabbon, the Talmud Chochem here, does not even know how to make a bracha on his clothing. It does not say Baruch Ata Yisrael B'Sefora. Is that we say every day in the morning, one of the brachas, Oita Yisrael B'Sefaron, that's really a bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Sefaron means like a hat that you wear on top of you in that Torah. So, like this Tzumah the Rabbonim does not even know how to make this bracha. In other words, like the Shadim were making fun of him. He thought he's making a Kimeya to heal, to take us, to get rid of us. He made a mistake. He only wrote a Kimeya with the name of one Shade in it. And since we were 60 of us there, it doesn't help at all. So the Mara Humer, what happened was, Humer Rabbonin, Diyoda, the Zadoson, Shisun Shedhevi, he met up though this person, this policeman, with another Rabbonin. And this person knew what the story, that the policeman got hurt by this tree called Zadoson, that there are 60 Shedim there. And Mela, this Rabbonin, this Tamachachim, Kosov Lo Kameya wrote him a different type of a Kameya, the Shisun Shed, that in his Kameya he spoke about 60 Shedim. Now, Shoma the Komru, now they heard that from the tree, what was the music coming out? Poni mi naichem mi hocho. Let's get away from here, we have to go away. In other words, the Kimei helped now, and the Mazikim, they got hurt. So that all of them had to go away. The Mazikim had to go away. So the Gemara, Ketev Meriri. That we said is the Mazik called Ketev Meriri, Trei Kitfei Hevi. There are two types of Kitfei, two different Mazikim called Kitfei. Chad Mekame Tihora, one comes before noon, V'chad mibosa tira, and one comes after noon of the day. The mekam nei tira, the one that comes before noon of the day, Ketev Meriri Shemoy, that's his name, Ketev Meriri. Omer say he looks, be'kado de kamcha, like a barrel, like a barrel or a pitcher, full of kamcha, some type of a dish that has milk inside it, for hode be b'chosha, looks like a ladle is being mixed up in it. That's the way this shade looks. It looks like a ladle that's been mixed up in the middle of a bekada, the kamcha, this type of a pitcher that has this type of a milk dish inside it. That's the way he looks before noon. Rashbam says like, Bochsha bekidra v'hoda bekada kimcha. Mizgalgo b'toich kacha kutach. He's like running, he's like twirling around in a pitcher that has kutach inside it. What about the bostatira? What about the shade that appears after noon? Ketev Yishut Sarayim Shemoy, that's his name. Ketev Yishut Sarayim, the special shade that comes afternoon. Omechse Bekarna Deize, he looks like the horns, like in between the horns of a goat. For Hode Bekinofe, and he also has like a wings on him. That's the way he looks. Yeah. Marabaya Heavy Shokel V'Ozel. Abaya was walking. Now V'Ozel Rapapa Mimine. Rapapa was walking on Abaya's right side. Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua Mismole, and Rav Huna Breda Yeshua was walking on Abaya's left side. That's the way the three of them were walking. Chaz Yeluhu Ketem Meriri Dekosi Liapi. Now Abaya saw this Mazik Ketem Meriri was coming close to them. Is Dekosi Liapi Dismole was coming near his left side. So far, who was on Abaya's left side? That was Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua. He was on the left side. So what did Abaya do? Ahadril Rapapa Lismoile. Abaya told Rapapa, you move to the left side now. Well, Ravuna Breda Shuliamini. And he took Ravuna Breda Yeshua out of danger. He took him out of the left side, put him on the right side. And he put Rapapa instead on the left side. He made Rapapa be in danger. Is Omele Rapapa? So Rapapa asked back to Abaya, Ano, Maishnod Lechoshli, how come you didn't care about me? How come you put me now on the left side and the other Mazik? Omali, so Abaya said back to Rapapa, At Shosa Kayamtulacho, like you right now have a good mazel. Since you have a good mazel right now, I know that you'll be able to take care of the mazik and they won't bother you. Therefore, I want you to be in the left side, he won't harm you. The Rashi says, kiyam ozik, shata kayam tluch, shorashi, rashbam, shosa kayam lucha means osherata, you're a rich person, rapopo. V'yesh tocho mazul toiv lo itizik. You have looked like a good mazel, and therefore it won't hurt you. The mazik won't affect you. That's why I want you to be on the left side. Tomorrow, mechad b'tamiz, from the first day of Tamiz ad shisasa day until the 16th day of Tamiz vaday shchichi. Then these mazikim of ketem riri is shchiach, and before noon and afternoon. Mekan v'yelach after 16th day of Tamuz. Sofek shchichi, sofek shchichi. It's a doubtful if they're around or not around. Or mishtakhi, where do we find them? The tulei de chatzva. We find them by the shade of chatzva. Chatzva is a type of a grass that grows. So Rashbam says, chatzva means that's an ace of a grass that grows very deep down and strong. Shetichim bo Yeshua es Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua grew that all around the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. That's something good to grow around the boundary because it's thick. Stays a long time, doesn't get thrown away. So they stay around the shade that comes out of this grass called chatzva. The loichotzav garmida that did not grow an ami yet. Smashban says, the loichotzav garmida shleyidolama, providing that this grass did not grow an amahai. Over tule de tzafra, and the shade in the morning, ufanya in the afternoon. The loiheve garmida, that also did not grow, was not big an amah wa, and not the shade even was not an amah long. The ikka betula the basekise, but the ikka place really where the shadim stay is the shade that comes out from the basekise on the side of the basekise. The shade there, that's where they stay. Omer Rav Yosef, hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. These three things, hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. Trashi avunya ivorin are three things make a person blind. Hesani klesimili yoyev anvuril nura. It can make you blind. It takes away your eyesight. The man desorek reisha yovish. Whoever combs his hair when it's dry, without any water, you don't wet your hair first. You comb your dry hair. That could take away, make you a bit eyesight. O man deshasi tif tif. Somebody that drinks the wine when it's falling down a drop after drop. Rashbam says, "Yain amistaftit minachovis." When you're pouring out the wine of a barrel, and the last drops that come out of the barrel, if somebody drinks those last drops, that's bad for your eyesight. Oman desayim esanei adamasino karya. Somebody puts on his shoes when his feet are still a little bit damp, still a little bit wet. If you put your shoes when your feet are a little bit wet, that's also bad for your eyesight. Rashbam adamaisi karya bioid sharag lov lachim. When your feet are still a little bit wet. After you took a shower, washed yourself, if your feet are still a little bit wet and you put on your shoes, that's bad for eyesight. Talia bebeisa, if somebody is hanging food in his house, taloya means hanging, bebeisa in his house. As Bam says, it means atoila pitoi. If somebody hangs his bread, the avar in the air, betoich sal echod. In the middle of a basket, he hangs it in his house. Is koshel and yusa. That's bad to make you poor. It's bad for poor, to poverty. To the Yamri Inch, like people say, Tola Silta, if a person hangs his basket of flour on, Tola Mizoina, like you're hanging your panosa. You're taking your panosa in doubt. It's bad, it'll make you poor. V'lo Yamar Nasoni said, El Rift only by bread, if you hang bread. Avo Bishro the Kavri, but to hang meat and fish, less lon bo, that's not bad. Why? Uchayahu, because that's the normal way everybody hangs their meat. So hanging meat and fish, that's normal. It's only hanging bread. It's not normal. That is bad to make you poor. Marapori bebeise koshel and yusa. If you have pori, means pieces of bread around your house, that's also bad to make you poor. Rashi, no. Pori, Rashi says, Rashbam, mursin, bran. It's not pieces of bread. Pori means if you have bran, the bran of the shaft of the wheat, bran. If you have bran in your house, that's bad for an yusa, to make yourself bad. Neshura bebeise Koshilin Lanayusa. Neshur, that means Perurin Shapas. If you have the crumbs of bread around your house, that's bad for to make yourself poor, Lanayusa. Belele Shabbosos of Lele Revius. On the fourth night, Wednesday night, or maybe it means Tuesday night, going into Wednesday. No, Lele Revius said the fourth day, that's Wednesday night. I'm not sure. It means Tuesday night, Mustam. Tuesday night, going into Wednesday, or else Lel Shabbos. On these two nights is bad. Why? Shara Mazik and Elayim. Because on these two nights, the mazikim are on the pieces of bread. If you have crumbs of bread in your house, on Shabbos night, and on Tuesday night is best for the mazikin. But Isra de mezoinei nokit, the like mazik or the shade that takes care of mezoinis, takes care to give you food, to give you the mezoinis, he's called nokit. He's the malach that takes care of giving you panasa, he's called nokit. Nokit al lashon from clean. In other words, the clean you are, the more he likes you, the more panasa you get. Mashenkein Isra dan Yusa. What's the name of the malach that takes care of poorness to make you poor? Novel Shmei. His name is Novel. No, it's me, it's not nice. In other words, the more dirty you are, so the more he likes you, and the more he'll make you poor. That's why if you have these dirt on the floor, or you have your crumbs on the floor, that's not nice. That makes this malach of poverty come to you, and it'll make you poor also. Sat Rashbam, Nokit Shmei means Loshen Nikias. The rich one, the one that gives you panos, is called Noki. He doesn't want to have a dirty house, he won't come there if it's dirty. So therefore, if you make your house dirty, the good panasa won't come to you. But the malach takes care of the dirt, the malach takes care of poorness, is called like dirty. In other words, if he sees the house, they don't knock nice to the bread, they leave the crumbs all over the floor. So in that house, this malach takes care of the property, likes to come in. Because see, that's his name, Novel. So man, who come with his dirt? So that's why you have to watch yourself. Don't stop throw the crumbs on the floor. But smash me though, if you throw the crumbs away, like you throw it in the garbage, you throw it away, that would be all right. It's only a concern if you stop leave it around the house, like make the house dirty. But when you clean the crumbs and you throw them away, then you wouldn't have this issa. You wouldn't have this din. Could be stamen any from Baal Tashrim. Then it depends. If you do something, if you can eat it, good. If you can't eat it, what can you do with it? You have to throw it away. But the ikka and the kudur is not to let it be on the floor where you trample over it, step over it. That's not nice. That looks like you're making the house dirty, and the frat by pass, that's when this malach that takes care of the poor and poverty comes in. But man dishosi maya bitsiya, whoever drinks water, bitsiya, Rashban says, bekar in a plate. He doesn't take a glass, he takes a plate. It's koshi levrukti. It's bad, rashi kloyes kilyoninayin. Like, you have a bad eyesight from it. It'll give you a sickness. If you drink water from a plate. The ochil tichli, somebody eats cress. For loimashi yodi, doesn't wash his hands, is mafachet losin yoimin. He's going to be afraid, he'll stand have fear for 3 days. So, Rashbam, rien yodei loma. You're not going to know why. You're stand going to be in the matzav, you're going to be scared for 3 days. The mesuchar, for loimashi yodi, the mesuchar,